Hi, this is Herb Montgomery with Renewed Heart Ministries, and I want to welcome you to this week's weekly podcast. This week, we're going to continue our study of Jesus' woes toward the religious leadership of his day and the religious environment they had created. We're going to be looking at verse 43 of chapter 11 of Luke's Gospel. But in order to really get the full impact of what Jesus says here, I want to first read verse 43, but then I want to look at something Jesus said elsewhere about the nature of the kingdom Jesus came to establish. We'll start in Luke 11:43 first. Woe to you, Pharisees, for you love the chief seats in the synagogues and the respectful greetings in the marketplace. It may not be apparent at first glance at this verse, but this is actually more central to the kind of kingdom Jesus came to establish than what most people initially see here. You see, in Luke 22, this elsewhere that I want us to also look at, in Luke 22, verses 24 through 27, it says this, "There arose also a dispute among them as to which one of them was regarded to be greatest. And he said to them, the kings of the Gentiles lord it over them, and those who have authority over them are called benefactors. But it's not this way with you. But the one who is the greatest among you must become like the youngest, and the leader like the servant. For who is greater, the one who reclines at the table or the one who serves? Is it not the one who reclines? But I am among you as the one who serves." As followers of Jesus and this new kingdom he came to establish, we are called not to a position of feeling superior to others, but rather of coming under, loving, serving, and blessing all whom we come in contact with. One of the signs of a healthy kingdom environment is first and foremost humility. It's a sense of all ye are brethren or sisters kind of spirit. No one is better than the other. If anything, we consider others to be better than ourselves. There's a spirit of equality and humility and simply a desire to help and bless each other. The ground at the foot of the cross is always level, and no one has any right to be a lord over anyone else. Again, we're called to come under each other and serve and love one another. Once again, this may not be very apparent, but this is so central to the kind of kingdom Jesus came to establish. No one is supposed to feel superior to anyone else. And sadly, this is the single greatest criticism against Christianity in our culture today. The term or the title given us more often than not is the title hypocrite. I am becoming more and more convinced that it's more than simply holding a higher standard that no one is actually practicing. That's the common cultural definition of hypocrisy, kind of a contradiction between what you preach and what you do. But what I think is meant by most people when they use the term hypocrisy, especially in our day and age, is that someone possesses a feeling of being morally superior to someone else, especially those outside the church, which is a fundamental violation of the basic principles of love and acceptance that Christ's kingdom is to be all about. It's this lack of humility, this feeling of moral superiority as if we're better than others, even those who are not Christians, that indicate we truly aren't walking in harmony with the basic principles of the very kingdom we claim to be a part of. In this passage specifically, Jesus is addressing a religious environment where things were very unhealthy. Listen closely to what Jesus actually is saying here. He's saying, you love being a leader. You love everyone knowing you're a leader. You love getting those privileged positions when you go to church, or you need everyone to know what your position is. Whatever your position of leadership is, you're not using that position to serve, but to feed something inside of you. You love recognition and the prestige of your position. You feed off the congregation rather than feeding and serving and giving yourself to the congregation. You place inordinate stress on your position, and you tend to demand rather than earn other people's respect. You also demand compliance with your own opinions, your own beliefs, rather than giving people freedom to grow or simply to just disagree. It's sick, sick, sick. Again, look closely at what Jesus is saying. In Luke 20, verse 46, Jesus said, "Beware of the scribes who like to walk around in long robes and love respectful greetings in the marketplaces, the chief seats in the synagogues and places of honor at the banquets." In Matthew 23, verse 6, "They love the places of honor at banquets and the chief seats in the synagogue." Jesus is saying here, don't go sitting in the privileged seats of honor. Rather, serve instead of being served. Jesus turns dysfunctional religious environments on their heads. Today, Jesus is saying, I don't want anyone being put up on a pedestal in my kingdom. That is not what my kingdom is about. Respect is one thing, and respect is fine, but there are to be no celebrities in the kingdom of God. Leaders in Jesus' kingdom are to take great measures to make sure that other people don't put them up on pedestals. Why? Because all of this attitude of moral superiority presupposes and communicates to others a completely inaccurate picture of God and the kind of being he really is. God is God not because he's the most powerful in the sense of might or power over strength. God is God because out of everyone else in the universe, he is the one who is serving everyone else. He is the most powerful in his ability to come under all and serve all. His might is in his ability to love and bless and care for everyone. His strength is in his complete other-centeredness. Secondly, God bestows value and worth to people, not based on their labels, their titles, their positions, their talents, their race, their color, or their gender. He loves all equally, unconditionally, and esteems each and every one as of enough worth to risk heaven and even his own existence on. He died for all. Yes, some may be more talented than others or more gifted, but all talents and gifts and abilities, whether used for good or bad, are talents that were originally given to them by God. And I wish we had more time to discuss how this affects even our view of the arts, as well as what I call the Hollywood syndrome in our culture today, but I believe we first must address this same attitude in our religious communities before we can change the world around us. A central element of any environment that is truly embracing the kingdom is humility rather than superiority. Again, if anything, we go even beyond equality and we consider others as being even greater than ourselves. Notice how the Apostle Paul applied what Christ's kingdom is all about in the following passage. This is from Philippians 2, 1 through 4. "Therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and of one mind. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourself, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of the others." Again, notice Paul's complete lack of any feeling of superiority in his letter to Timothy. This is from 1 Timothy 1, verse 15. "Here's a trustworthy saying, and that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst." This is not hypocrisy. It's honesty, and it's humility. Again, Jesus' own words. We're going to be reading from Luke 6, 41 and 42. "Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in someone else's eye, and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? How can you say, 'Friend, let me take the speck out of your eye,' when you yourself fail to see the plank that is in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the plank out of your own eye, and then you'll see clearly to remove the speck from the other person's eye." This was spoken directly to the very ones that were feeling morally superior to others. Jesus is calling each of us to be a part of a kingdom where we all serve in different roles, but we're all serving, and we're serving as the ones God came and died for. We are all equal, regardless, once again, of gender, race, position, talent, giftedness, or even belief. Let me close this week with the words of the Apostle John. This is 1 John 3, verse 14. "We know that we have passed from death to life because we love each other. Anyone who does not love abides in death." If you have ever been offended by someone who's claiming to follow Jesus, but they're giving off this air of superiority toward you, Let me be the first to apologize. This is not what Jesus was all about, and I am deeply sorry. May each of us this week not covet position, title, recognition, or privilege, but rather, in the light of God's love for us all, begin ascribing to everyone else the infinite worth that Calvary gives them. May we, as followers of Jesus and members of his kingdom, be known not as hypocrites, but as those whose chief desire is to come under people, not lord over, not be better than, but to come under people, to take the lowest position, and to simply serve, to help, to bless, and love those around us. Keep living in love, my friends, and may that love be the kind of love we see in Christ. Thank you for joining us this week for this podcast once again, and thank you for your support of Renewed Heart Ministries. I love you guys. Keep building the kingdom.